Knitting Out Loud presents Knitting Yarns and Spinning Tales, A Knitter's Stash of Wit and Wisdom, Unabridged, edited by Carrie Cornell, 2006. Read by Greta Cunningham, with guest Meg Swanson. Introduction by Carrie Cornell. Shortly after I was born, my mother taught herself to knit from a book, making herself a beautiful gray sweater with a complicated cable pattern. Unfortunately, the sweater was too small, and so, after it languished in the bottom of a dresser drawer for a year or more, she finally packed it in a paper grocery bag with a few other discarded items of clothing and toted it off to Goodwill. I don't think I would have heard the story of the sweater had I myself not learned to knit some 30 years later. When my mother first told me about it, I was shocked that she had given the sweater away. The very idea brought to mind a flood of questions. Did the sweater still exist? Where was the sweater now, and who had worn it over the years? And perhaps most importantly, could I have worn it at some point? How many more sweaters would there have been had Mom continued to knit? A year ago last Thanksgiving, I taught my mother to knit again. The two of us toured local yarn shops one overcast Friday afternoon in search of the perfect project, needles, and yarn for her to begin. We found a simple but fun scarf pattern that called for a funky variegated yarn to be knit lengthwise on a circular needle. She selected a couple of skeins in shades of blue, green, and gray, and we headed home. She boiled water for wild raspberry tea before we sat down in the living room, where I taught her how to cast on and then showed her the knit stitch. The going was awkward at first, but by Sunday evening, she had completed her first scarf.